You are listening to CKTZ 98.5, Cortez Community Radio. These pieces were created at the Iajutham Youth Camp. Iajutham is the shared language of the sister nations, Klahus, Tla'amin, Hamalco, and Comox. The camp was held in March and hosted by the Klahus Nation and sponsored by the CRFC and CKTZ Cortez Radio. The team wanted the youth to recognize how important their voices are because they come from this special place in the world. The youth faced many challenges, including camping out with new people from different communities, learning to use Iajutham as well as sound recording equipment, and learning new ways of sharing their stories. It took courage for these youth to be vulnerable and share music, dancing, and stories with each other. This feature documentary is about the media camp that took place in March in the Klahus Nation. Please enjoy this story.
Village. Klahus. Sound of sunrise.
My name is Jacqueline and I am a Tokaimuk from Cortez Island, Squirrel Cove. The importance of this work and bringing youth together from different nations, I think, is of global importance, and especially, you know, within Canada and any Indigenous communities in the world, is coming together in unity. And we all have a duty and an obligation to preserve and revitalize our culture. And I think that coming together in ways like this, like, the youth are the future and we need to put our time into that, so when our kids grow up, they'll have awesome role models, I think.
Yichenot
means I'm fine.
Yichenot.
And then another one is Ta Tamch.
Ta Tamch.
What are you doing?
Ta-tum-tum. So we can just be practicing these four this weekend.
But is there anything else that you guys wanted to be including? Like, if you say Ika Jikui to Yvonne and Norman tomorrow, that would make this whole day.
Ika Jikui.
Nice.
I don't want to try backward.
Ika
Jikui.
What was it?
Ika Jikui?
Ika did squee?
Ika
did squee.
Oh.
Does anyone know how to say thank you?
I asked and I heard it was Ima. Like, we just say Ima.
Ima. Which also means good,
is
that right?
Yeah. And Checha Hafetch means welcome. Mm-hmm. But it also means, like, I thank you or I honor you.
Wow. That's beautiful. It's like a deeper thing.
Mm-hmm. Are there any words in your community that you hear when you use?
Gaelic Castle. It's welcome.
Jeje. That's the sister nation. It's my favorite. Mm-hmm.
Jeje.
Jeje. Means true, but it also means relative or relation.
Like, the trees are our cousins too.
They're our relatives.
Yeah.
So nice.
Would you say Jason?
Inanna.
So we'll remember that soon when we're going to bed. Inanna.
About 5 minutes, I'm just kidding.
Thank you. Kajakwi. My name is Kusin. I'm from Sla'amun, Tuwatch Sla'amun. I hope you all had a good rest last night. Maybe if we just introduce ourselves so Norman knows everyone's name. Nice and loud if we can.
My name is Dan. I'm very honored to live here in these territories.
Chuayo. I'm from Cowichan Tribes, but I'm also from Clues. And hope everybody has fun today.
I'm on First Nation.
From Gowans First Nation.
Zach, the youth coordinator from Gowans First Nation. Thank you for having us.
Mariko, Ma, it's very honored to be here. Yimut, for you being here too.
Thank you.
My name is Jenny. I live in Lekwungen Territory. I was born in Squamish Territory, and I spent a lot of time in Musqueam-Zawadinik Territory in the Breton Archipelago.
And I'm from the Tla'amun Nation.
I'm from Kisikus and Cody First Nation and Saskatchewan. Yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
My parents are from South Africa, and I live now in the territory of the Tla'amun Nation.
I've lived here my whole life.
And I grew up in Cowichan, and I moved to Clues. And I'm happy to be here.
Tapasat Tadan, other given name, Norm Harry. I'm a residential school survivor. I went to Sheesholt, what they call the Nishelch. I was a leader for my nation here for over 10 years. I wore many hats and thank you, and I hope you have a good stay.
So yeah, Norman has a radio show, so he is someone that we can all ask questions throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty funny show.
That's good, yeah.
So we're really happy to have you with us today, and thank you for spending the day with us.
It's an honor to have my JJ here. You know, we don't, well, wish that out in Vegas is enough, you know, like I think we, but it's good to know, like our JJ, you know. Glad I was able to come and support Jocko and the community here. The thing that I liked about this was that as a residential school survivor, we were told to keep silent too long. Just seeing the young people pulled together was really powerful, you know, to show it is happening and that, you know, things could keep going that way accordingly. I think we're going to make it a long way, and I just felt so powerful to be here, to be a part of the circle here, and if any time I'm able to help, I'd be glad to help out.
Level, I guess, is recognizing that it's important to share our little corner of the world with everyone else, and it's important to share our dialect with everyone else. And okay, I'm going to use our ally friends here as an example. Like, we're doing our best to teach them the language, and I say to them, Sla'amun, And they say back to me, Shla'amen. And they can't hear the difference because they came from a different landscape. And they're like wholeheartedly doing their best and they can't hear the difference. So we have an advantage over them because we just know the melody of our language here and we know the rhythm of our language here. So knowing all of this, again, the next step is how do we share it and how do we help our neighbors, because now we're at a time where it's not just Ayajutham here, right? We have Anishinaabe neighbors here and we have Kesikus neighbors here. But how can we share our sound and teach it in a good way, in a more clear way, and help everyone decolonize, I guess?
Our elders would gather you around and tell you a story, or they would tell you lessons through story. And so that's how I view radio, is another outlet for storytelling or for sharing an experience or a lesson, or it's you reach a wider scale instead of sitting just in your living room with all your cousins. You can make cousins all over.
Because even 10 years ago, I guess, it wasn't okay to be Ayajutham, right? But it's different now. We don't have to be ashamed of the different sounds that our language has. I just want to emphasize that we are so unique here, and we're only 4 communities who speak this language. So to ensure that it reaches another 2 generations, we have to be sharing the stories. And Norman can take us so far, but then we have to pick up the slack as the young people, right? What are we going to teach our children?
And so if you think about the story that you're creating now, the story that you're telling now, in 40 years, your grandkids, your children could listen to it and hear, like, it's like a time capsule. Yeah. You're saving that so future generations can listen to it. And it could be anything, like Zoe said. You have an idea, so I like
what I love about radio is they can't see me, right? They can't see what I look like and go, what are you? They just hear my voice. And they can imagine whatever they want me to look like, and I can make my voice sound different, or I could put different music behind it to make them think differently about my voice. So for me, radio is super powerful because it doesn't have the image. And for me, my image was always getting in the way of people actually hearing me. So radio is a beautiful medium. And Cousin Odd, they don't even have to know it's me, right? It's not Zoe, it's Cousin Odd. I can create this entire character who's much bigger than I am to tell these stories. We have the ability to, Dakota can record her voice, I can record my voice, Gary can record Shoes somewhere else, and we can bring them all together and put them onto a track and layer them in different orders and spin them around and make them sound funny if we wanted to, and then put them together and offer it as a podcast to someone. So we have a lot more flexibility with the recording equipment now.
And radio is an opportunity to share that thought. And it's open-ended. You can do it just through sound, you can do it through music, you can do it through interviews. And that's what I love about radio and about working with audio, is that there's so many possibilities. And with Jenny and the sound walk, you guys heard, you know, the sound of your feet. You could hear a bumblebee. You can put all that together and tell an amazing story or amazing idea.
Yeah, so we're going to go over the recording, and then at lunchtime we're going to play some content that was done locally, something by Jacqueline, something done by myself, something done by a woman named Brittany who lives on the island, but she interviewed an elder here, just so you guys can start thinking about what story you want to tell, or thinking about the sounds that you're going to need to collect to make your story feel successful.
I made that song when I was like in grade 4. I mean, I didn't have any
friends back then. I didn't know how to make friends. So I just started singing the song, and I was heading over to a Zinkwa dance practice, and I was just singing it. And my uncle, Andrew Peters, saying, "What song are you singing?" I was like, "Oh, I just sing it." And then he just made a beat for it. And now they just do it nowadays.
Seeing the young people doing it, it proves there isn't nothing that we can't do when we put our heads together. And as many nations like the Chachmalku, the Tlam, and the Tokhaimu and Komaks, we're Tlasam Kaimu, meaning we're strong people and we can do it and it can be achieved. But we got to keep working at it and keeping up the teamwork and everything else. It just doesn't happen overnight, but it shows we're going in the right direction.
We did, like, what did we get? Got water. Sound that gets louder and then quieter.
Yeah.
And then
a wave.
Yeah. Cool. And then an interrupting sound. And then like one that reminds us of an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think that's pretty much it. The rest we just did like random noises that we liked. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
My group was super into the pine cone.
Squishing
it. They're like, that's so satisfying.
That is a really good sound.
Which sound? The pine cone. Squishing the pine cone. With the headphones, they're like, yeah.
Deer. Anybody know another traditional word for deer?
It's kegeth.
Say?
Kegeth.
Kegeth? So we'll need one brave kegeth to be our first hunted one.
That sounds like a lot of running.
It's actually not a lot of running. In this game, the deer stands in the middle.
Perfect. That's me. I like to stand in the middle.
So we'll give her antlers. Thank you, bird one.
Thai group, come around and take about 10 paces back. If you can, or maybe this is the furthest you can go to make a circle. And when the caller says Sakaya howl, Sakaya howl. Ow! But she's going to have her blindfold on. Then Sakaya stalk. And we pace around. So pace around in a circle. She's trying to locate where we are by using her ears. And pause. Then when color says Stakaya hunt, it's a slow creeping up. And the goal is, well, Stakaya is a hungry, trying to steal the tail represents the catch. The name of the deer again?
Kegeth.
So Kegeth can call Stakaya's out by simply saying, pointing and saying, starve.
Oh.
Starve, you're not eating me today. Okay. Like right now. Yeah. Starve for now.
Okay.
Not forever.
Okay. Yep.
But she can call out as many as she can hear. Starve, starve, starve. Yeah. So you are starting when you hear the it's time to gather back here. Your partner to your tree once you're blindfolded. So work it out if you're going to use voice or arm.
Do you want to go first?
This is
yeah.
Okay.
This is
right.
Okay, I can try it.
Okay. Go lead gently, carefully, safely.
Does that feel like it's going to stay on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done this
before?
This is black.
I know!
Okay. Okay, you're just picking a tree. That would be nice.
I know what trees
are. Whoa, it sounds
so much farther. Okay, now we're going up the bench. On my other hand. Jeez. That's off. Bit uphill.
There's like funny fawn, whatever do there.
Oh,
there's a tree too.
Jordan! It's not going in, okay, go over the rock.
There's a rock right in front of you.
Alright.
Okay, now going straight. Okay. Hand and there's your tree. There's nothing in front of you.
Okay.
Oh my god. Shaken. Okay. Okay. Put your head. You gives a rock right in front of you.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, I see it. Okay. Weird. And now I just feel it. And can I shake? Okay, I'm gonna feel all the way around it.
Dakota, how did you find the tree so fast?
I don't know. There, I tracked the branches.
Oh, a little bug. So shiny. Did he or she come from the tree?
Or she, they, whatever. It was on the ground. By a piece of wood.
You found it!
I did.
How did you know?
Well, there was a particular root, and I felt the needle, so I knew vaguely what kind of tree it was.
Mm.
Yeah. And he gave me a hint.
One thing I can never
know. So what kind of tree was it?
Would it be a
Douglas?
Not a Douglas, no. It was either a with an H.
Hemlock.
Hemlock or a fir or a pine.
Mm-hmm. No, pine has the really long needles.
Oh, okay. So is a fir then?
No. The fir trees. Those are, I think those, no, those are not the fir trees, those are cedar.
Did you get it this time? Huh?
Any comments or observations from any, speak about how that was for you, Matthew, Jordan?
Yes. Stuck my hand in the cobweb.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No hospital?
Stubbed my toe in a tree, but I'm alright.
You might. I'm so thankful for Evelyn to step in and help us make this activity happen today.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, first I want to say that Dan taught me that, so I feel like I owe him credit. Yeah, usually it's like more, sort of like a more calm experience. I feel like that was more like a game, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, usually it's more like a meditation kind of thing. Yeah. So I think we're getting ready for our listening party, isn't it?
Yep.
So we get to hear what everyone recorded. I'm so excited. Thank you.
song is, I made this song and I always stuck in my head. I'm studying everything from the Institute of Composers that I wanted to teach it to you guys.
Imak to everyone who participated and helped make this camp possible, including the Klahus Nation and the CRFC and CKTZ Radio. Stay tuned to CKTZ for more Iajutham language and stories from our youth. Chetem Kwaname, see you soon.